Hello and welcome to Elim Church, Swanley. You're joining myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, for today's podcast.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oh, je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle Léa Jane Moore, et tu?
Je m'appelle Sweat. It is hot in here. Good afternoon, podcasts, wherever you are. We've got Léa Jane Moore with us today.
Oui.
And we, the royal we are in a little cupboard today. We're in a little tiny office.
We're in the Jesus cupboard.
So it might sound really echoey, so we're really sorry while we have some building work done. We will be going back to our original room. So if you can hear our voices bouncing off the room, please bear with us for the next number of weeks. We will get there. We hope you are well.
It's an intimate gig.
It's sweaty.
Yeah, we'll just call it an intimate gig. It's like perspiring. When the Rolling Stones or some other great, awesome, like a stadium band suddenly go in to play Ronnie Scott's. That's what we're doing.
This is Roar out of Ronnie Scott's.
That's right.
The Jesus podcast. We're here. We want to say thank you for joining us all the way through lockdown and many months to come as we continue to record these podcasts. And wherever you are across the world, we just want to thank you to all the listeners on Spotify, Buzzsprout and all the other platforms that we are using. Thank you so much for the few thousand downloads we've had now, which is really, really great.
Ooh.
About over 3,000 over these. Yeah, it's good.
That's
stuff.
Amazing.
It's good stuff. We thank you so much for listening wherever you are today. And we have an interesting word, and the word is
worthy. Are you worthy?
Are you worthy?
Are you worthy?
Are you? No.
No, I'm not.
I'm far from worthy.
Yeah. So the word is...
Can I ask you a question before you go? Before you go.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, I mean before you start. She's gone.
Yeah.
Did God drop that word in you today?
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
God did drop that word. He dropped it. He dropped it like it was hot. Drop it like it's hot. So, yesterday we came out of church, and on a Sunday I always like to think, ask God, what's the word? What are we going to do? What are we going to do on Monday? And it's just been resonating with me for a little while, and it was like a, yes, you're going to do this one. Worthiness. Because I know I've been listening to a few podcasts lately.
Okay.
And there's some really famous, illustrious, successful people. Who were being interviewed in this podcast, and all of them said, I'm waiting to be found out. I'm waiting for people to realise that I'm a fraud and I'm not worthy of the fame, the success that I've got. I'm not really an actor. I'm not really a singer. I'm just pretending.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was speaking to somebody again today at work, and they said the same thing. They had been given
interesting.
Yeah. They'd been given some, not praise, God praise, but they'd been given some good feedback on some work that they did, and they were saying, I don't feel like I'm worthy of this.
Well, I'm really interested in what you're saying here, because I feel that a lot.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like a lot of Christians feel that.
Because the price, what has been paid, this is how I look at this. The price of Calvary... Christ dying on the cross for me. I actually can't articulate this. I actually can't. How I feel as if someone's going to open the door some days and go, I've got you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because all the wrongs and all the mistakes and all the living in life, you're thinking, How can this work? How can this invisible God, how can this God of Israel, the God that said, let there be, that is so holy and so pure, decide to send his son and die upon a cross for all humanity that are so far away from him, even when we are saved, but we are close.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like... an imposter.
It makes me nervous.
It makes me feel like an imposter.
Yeah, it makes me feel
like, am I really worthy of the price that was paid for me?
Is this real?
Yeah,
do you feel like it's a dream some days? We've got an insurance policy.
Yeah.
And whatever car crash of life accidents I'm in, I'm covered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm covered.
Yeah.
Even if I choose to drive my car against a wall, make the most stupid mistake in my life, Jesus, I go.
You can't continuously drive that car into that wall.
I don't have got one car anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll be back
on
my bike.
What you call a grace, what is it? Hyper grace.
Hyper grace.
So hyper grace isn't going to cover your. That's not an insurance policy that I believe in.
No, but it's difficult. How do you explain this feeling that makes me, and I hope many others, feel almost edgy? The Bible talks about peace all the time.
Yeah.
And the wrestle that I have is with me most of the time, because I'm thinking, Lord, this, like, I say the wrong thing, I do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm a motor mouth. I make wrong decisions. I'm a human being. And I make mistake, you know. I treat people well, I treat people bad. I say the right thing, I say the wrong. Just a human being.
Yeah.
And we're on our way to heaven.
Yeah, I know.
It must
feel like an imposter.
It makes me, I feel like an actor.
Gates. I'm going to get to the pearly gates, and they're going to go,
girl.
No, little girl.
And it's very difficult. You've really brought an interesting word to the mics today.
God gave it to me.
I know, but why didn't he help me out by helping me out and telling me what to say? Because when you really think about it...
Because we riff. We're riffing.
Yeah, it's true. When you really think about that word is a very powerful word. Worthy.
Yeah.
All have sinned and fallen short of his glory. There is not one worthy, one but one.
Worthy and is the Lamb who was slain.
Now.
And yet, there's that awesome... The other thing also was you posted a bit of scripture yesterday, which was from... it was from the Bible, but there's a song based on it.
The blessing. From Deuteronomy.
Yeah. And in that song, it sings over and over and over again, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And at first, when you hear that, you think it's... I felt, first of all, that it was about Jesus. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. But every now and then, when I'm singing it, I turn it round on myself without thinking about it.
Yeah, okay.
That I am worthy. I'm worthy of being here. I'm worthy. And it's almost like God is singing that song to me, saying, you are worthy. You are worthy.
I love
you
unconditionally.
Exactly.
I love you. It's unconditional love that makes us worthy.
I feel like sometimes I could be walking around for a week thinking, am I worthy? Am I worthy of this?
So when you feel like that.
Yeah.
It makes you discomfort. You've got a bit of discomfort because it makes me
discomfort. You pray, you feel like your prayers aren't being heard.
If almost waiting for the next disaster to happen, if you know what I mean.
They say you're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
That's it. You're waiting. Yeah. So you're waiting for something. And when you get to a place of, hang on a minute, is this life real? That I'm forgiven? That I've got a peaceful moment at this moment in time?
Yeah.
So that word worthy, no one's worthy, but by the blood we're worthy.
I know.
By the unconditional love, we're worthy.
Yeah.
So, if we can... Look, I'm going to read
some lovely bits of beautiful scripture, and I know. You have two.
I've just got one. Romans 8. Romans verse 8, it is chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, and it says... You have. I know you would have, wouldn't you? But God shows us his love for all of us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us.
That's it, while we were still sinners.
Now, you can't work that one out.
That's the thing.
But God showed. Yeah. So let's break it down. Let's do a bit of expository work. It's a bit hot for that, though, isn't it? It's a bit heavy.
Expository.
It says there, but God showed.
Expository,
young man.
Sorry.
Right. John 3:16 as well, because this comes into this as well, doesn't it?
I know.
You have to bring that in to this text. So Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God shows his love. Now we can revert and we can look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever
believes in him
shall
live forever.
No, shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Oh,
you're nearly there.
Sorry.
No, don't say sorry. Don't say sorry. You're learning.
I am learning.
And you're learning fast.
And those are the words of the song.
Yeah, and you're doing really, really well. So look, we got Romans 5, verse 8, and it says, but God shows his love. So we see that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
Yeah.
for us in that while we were still sinners. Uh-huh. Now, the word sinner covers every debauchery, dirty, rotten skip of a bar, yeah, of a life, yeah, of a mess anyone could ever be in.
Yeah.
Christ died for us.
For us.
That makes me laugh because it's like...
It's not us with any, like, it's not us with any caveats. It's not us if we're good.
There's no strings attached.
Us if we believe, us if we don't believe. That sentence there says, for us, while we were still sinners.
Now, isn't it interesting how the Bible, when it speaks all the time, but when you clearly hear in the text that we're looking in, whoever you are and wherever you are, it brings you and all of humanity, like Larry said, it doesn't put a class layer in any level of the scripture. All have sinned and fallen short of his glory.
All
were saved while you're still sinners. Christ died for us.
For us. All of us.
It never makes or it pinpoints an individual out for salvation. Yeah.
It never makes a distinction.
It never makes a distinction.
Separates us.
The only time we see that is when Christ is having a clear conversation with someone, and there's a dialogue going on, obviously, between the two.
Hmm.
But when we look at the majority of the scripture, I just don't know how it does it. Because the more you read the Bible, the more you study, the more you ask God to go deeper, the more he reveals. And that text that we've read so many times just keeps exploding.
Exactly.
It keeps, I don't even like to use the word continuum. I'm not even going to use the word evolve. I can't do that word. But what is the right word when you think of God's word?
It appropriates itself to us in whatever.
It's growing.
Crisis we're in.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like. We go through emotional crises. Or a full week of going, am I worthy of this? Am I worthy of this? And then God will go, is a word.
Bang. Have that.
Yeah. And then I, on a Monday, sit and go through looking at the Bible, what's to do with the word. And then I'll find the thing that is going to help me for the next week. And I'm sure that's the way other people haven't got the luxury of sitting opposite you doing a wonderful podcast.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You know, but I'm sure that that's the way other people work in, that they have the need for words to be dropped into them and they have them. And then it answers whatever emotional
it's so interesting.
Storm they're in.
Like you've brought a word to the table and that word has just opened up so much conversation, and then when you start diving into the scripture, it just keeps exploding, doesn't it? You know, John 3:16, Romans 5:8.
I've got this lovely bit in 1 Corinthians 6:11, which is, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Not you over there sitting on that chair doing this. You, whole of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many beautiful pieces of scripture which are all about, Ephesians 2:10, ESV. Yeah. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So, and he knows the plans he's got for us. I'm going through my list here.
That's good. You've got a good list. It's a good list because it's a biblical list.
Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So, this is one. This is my favourite.
Come on.
This is my one that I was looking for as I was flicking through.
Go on, girl.
Psalm 139:13-14.
Yeah.
For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. That's it. We're worthy.
You can't.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. And I am one of those works, so that means that I am wonderful, which means that I am worthy, because God made me.
Yeah, no, but when we say I'm wonderfully and fearfully made, in the world it's like blowing your own trumpet, isn't it? I'm great.
Yeah.
It's the Benny Show. I'm lovely. I'm wonderful. I'm all good. I'm all grand and perfect.
I've always used it as a way to remind myself to have patience and be more sort of like, what would Jesus do?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll be in a really stressful situation and I'll just chant to my, not chant, I'll whisper to myself.
Chanting.
I'm wonderful and fearfully made.
I know, but if anyone would hear you in the world, they'd think, they're always bigging themselves up there a lot.
Do you know
Christians,
what, though?
They're always...
My mum does it to me now.
Does she?
If she knows that she can see my, like, patience waning,
yeah.
If my eye starts twitching and I'm she'll say, Leia, you're wonderful and fearfully made. And it will just chill me out.
Thanks, mummy. Yeah, no, this is correct. Look, Galatians 2. Galatians 2, chapter 20. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Mm.
And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, whom loved me and gave me himself for me. There's so much depth in that. I've been crucified with Christ. That's a bit heavy.
Yeah.
But then it says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Born again.
Born again.
Yeah.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Blessed and highly favoured.
And then humbled, completely humbled by the fact that he did that for me. And that makes me feel, am I worthy? Mm. Am I worthy? Am I worthy? Am I worthy? But then, yes, I am, because he did it for me, knowing that I was a sinner.
I think what it comes down to as well is the power of the Holy Spirit brings us under conviction, as well as his grace and his mercy. So when we might be sinning and we might be living a little bit wee, the power of the Holy Spirit just like gently draws us.
But try not to laugh at wee.
Wee. I lived a little bit wee.
A
little bit wobbly.
It does. It draws us and it lets
draws
us know
us that you are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are worthy of salvation. We're worthy. But you've got to be so careful not to become...
Then you can make that effort to live the life that you need to live and make the decisions that you need to live, because you're worthy of making those decisions. You're worthy of being kind to yourself.
Yeah. You've got to be careful of arrogance and pride, though, haven't you? Because if we keep going, oh, I'm great, I'm blessed, you know, there's a line, isn't there? Because you've got to say, right, Lord, keep me humble. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that I am saved, that I am a child of the living God. But actually, I'm worthy because of the blood of Jesus.
Exactly.
And it's an area I don't like going into, because there's a fine, you know, the paper line between the name it and claim it and jumping up and down crazy and actually going, Lord,
look at me, me a finery.
I'm great. And that's the difference, isn't it? So we don't hear many messages, actually, many preachers teaching on that you're worthy simply because of the blood of Jesus. But then the scriptures also say, a wretched man am I.
Yeah. But that's the one thing that we discuss quite a lot on a Sunday. I see you still got your hands up in here. He's got his hands up in here. Well, we used to when we were doing the online Bible. A lot of us would constantly discuss the idea of how can we possibly be worthy of the grace of God and of Christ. How can we possibly be worthy of that?
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. I know that I'm worthy because Jesus died for me and God says I'm worthy. And that's why I question it the whole time. Because
I got you.
Being worthy and being the best thing since sliced bread aren't the same thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's tricky
being
stuff.
Being worthy of being saved is
very different.
I've got a nice bit of Luke. Can I just read it to you?
And then I'll crack on with Ephesians after
All right. So it's Luke 12:6-7. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, this is the bit I like, fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows.
Wow.
So,
praise God.
He knows all the little sparrows, he knows all the lilies, he knows everything.
He knows everything.
And he knows every hair on your head.
Praise God. He loves us unconditionally.
Go on.
He loves us unconditionally. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Too much for me today. It's too big.
1 Corinthians 6:20.
Come on.
For you were bought with a price.
Oh, dear.
So glorify God in your body. See, no. That's where we're getting into now. This is where we're getting into now.
You're going above egg and chips.
Going from being worthy
yeah.
to living a life yeah. of worthiness.
Then comes into the arena holiness.
Well, are you worthy? Are you holy if you're worthy?
God.
I'm not holy.
No, but he says, be holy because I am holy.
I don't think I could live a holy life.
Right. Let's analyse this.
That scares me a little bit.
Yeah. So just by saying we're worthy and we are his children,
yeah.
automatically in the arena of conversation comes all the other major factors of that, which is, he says, be Christ-like.
Yes, that's where we're going now.
Be Christ-like.
That's where we're going now.
So if I'm Christ-like and I accept that I am worthy
yeah.
and I am doing my earthly best to live by him,
yeah.
right, then I adopt, because it's been given, holiness. You can't buy holiness. Holiness. But then I think, I can't do it.
I can't, yeah.
This is too white and shiny for me.
Yes.
This white and shiny yeah. stuff. You're getting into real holy glory. And
but
I'm
then that's the thing, the difference between religion
yeah.
and following Jesus. Because we know following Jesus was a man.
Yeah.
And going all white and shiny, that's a religious concept, isn't it?
But I could tell you about someone called White and Shiny. His name isn't White and Shiny. In the book of Revelation, when you look at John. So there's a clear understanding of the greatness of the one like the Son of Man standing in the midst of John on the island of Patmos when he was called up on the Lord's day, and he was called up out into off the earth in the spirit, and he was taken into that place, and he see the one like the Son of Man, and his brightness, his brilliance was so strong he couldn't work, he couldn't
That's
see
because he is God and the that Word and Jesus.
Yes,
I can't be that.
But Jesus says, be like me.
And be like you, ooh, but I can't be you.
But if we be like him.
I can reflect a little bit of Jesus.
Be
I can
holy.
Reflect a little bit of him.
But actually, when he says be holy, he expects us to. What does be mean? Not I'm a bee, black
I'm
eyed
a king,
peas.
Bee, babe.
Not the black eyed peas. I'm talking about, what does be mean? Well, be. When someone says, no, be, yeah, it means to do.
To exist, to do. To do. Yeah.
So when Jesus says, be Christ-like, oh, come on.
I've got a nice bit of scripture to tell you.
What, about the black-eyed peas?
It's Philippians.
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 4:8-9. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. The God of black-eyed peas will be with you. He is the God of black-eyed peas.
He is, because he's created
also the God of me, you.
It is. Sometimes.
So, yeah, that tells you, that gives you a nice little list of, like, just, like, do good things, just be good. But that's hard.
This is too deep for me today. This is too much. I feel quite mucky. Do you know when you feel a bit mucky in your skin?
Because
and you
it's
think,
hot, I feel.
Yeah,
like
and you're
that.
Thinking, I'm not worthy.
That's what I mean. That's what I
the
mean.
The more you look
How
at it.
How many Christians do you know...
That
or people that are perhaps faith curious but aren't Christians yet, haven't found,
well,
haven't, they haven't aligned together with Jesus.
Yeah.
And they will look at the church and the way that the church are and the way that perhaps we talk about our faith sometimes and think, I'm not worthy. That's really deep. I'm not worthy of that. I'm not worthy of thinking of being holy. I go down the pub every week.
Yeah,
I'm not worthy of that. I'm a homeless person. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm a
gambler. A drinker.
I'm a gambler. I'm a drinker. I
into all sorts.
Do naughty things.
Not
at
I
the
read the newspaper.
I read the newspaper.
And I follow politicians.
I vote Tory. I didn't mean that.
You vote Tory?
No, I do not.
You must be really mucky.
I don't vote Labour either, so just so you know, I don't affiliate with any political party on this podcast.
This is what
if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
No,
but
Boris.
I don't.
I know you like Boris.
See, this is how I'm not worthy. I can't keep my mouth shut about things like that.
See, isn't it interesting that the scripture is so pure and so right that no one can actually get themselves to a holy state?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we are striving. Carnal, because we are continuously flawed.
Yeah.
Continually flawed. Yeah. It is only by grace you are saved, the gift of grace, the gift of salvation.
And you knew that we were sinners at the beginning.
Yeah.
All because have sinned. Because he created us at the beginning.
And fallen short of his glory.
Yeah.
So there is no one on earth that can work. You can't work out yourself. You can't buy your salvation.
Exactly.
Because God, he didn't say it like this, because I'm going to say it like in my lingo.
Go on.
They're a mucky lot down there.
They're mucky.
Them dirty lot down there.
But some people, there are some people that are in religion that think that about people.
Yes.
They're too mucky for this church. They're too mucky for this faith. They're too mucky. And that's not right.
Them Pentecostals
but
down the road.
But the fact that Jesus died for your sins and God so loved you that he sent his only son for you.
Praise the Lord.
Lets you know that you can say to those people who are judging you.
Yeah.
What? Get back. Get behind me.
Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah. You can say to people that are judging you that they're not worthy either, because none of us are. And it lets you know that you've got the backbone of Jesus in you.
It does. But the more I think this conversation that we're having is very relevant to anyone that wants more of Jesus, because the more you want him, the more your mind and your processing and your thinking and your understanding of this natural world pushes you further away in your mind, not from your heart, but what I'm just trying to work out is the more that you want him, the more you feel that you're not worthy, but you are worthy, and suddenly you realise that even me, I can't walk behind a pulpit today.
Yeah.
I'm so mucky this weekend, I can't even get, it's too holy, I'm going to explode.
Yeah.
With sin. Do you know
exactly
what I mean?
I know exactly what you're saying, yeah.
It's like an upside down kingdom, isn't it?
Yeah.
The more you want him, he doesn't make us feel mucky. It's the mind and it's the overthinking, because he loves us unconditionally.
Yeah.
And we're saved by grace. So grace means when you talk about grace, grace is just unconditional grace, just simply means that you don't deserve it, but I'm going to give you it anyway.
And you know, like,
so all these big words, grace, sanctification, purification, salvation, are big words for
they're
me.
Big words. And it humbles you.
Because when you unpack that word, if you look at favour is an extension of grace. Which basically means.
I was thinking you meant party favours then, and I was thinking of little chocolate eggs and stuff.
No, I'm being spiritual, girl.
Right.
I'm really on the.
Lay it on me, bro.
On Jesus loves you. But when you look at grace and the word favour, they run together. Favour, when you understand what that word means, unconditional giving of salvation that you don't deserve, it's like a waterfall. His grace and his power and his mercy and his salvation is so strong. It's like the Niagara Falls. It will keep running and running, and it will push you over.
Yeah.
It's too strong. It's too much for the human mind.
If he just went, hey, you're saved forever. I love you forever. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. You wouldn't question it.
No.
But it's the fact that he suffered so terribly
for
me. That makes me feel that I'm not worthy of that.
And another interesting thing is that we work in pretty hard areas, don't we?
We do, yeah.
So we mix with some lovely characters.
Actually,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the big umbrella scheme of things.
Yeah.
Maybe not in our own departments.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? In the umbrella.
I do see.
Yeah, you know what I mean. In the umbrella of the world, the workplace. Man. And then you have to come back and talk about Jesus, and you have to get into church. It can be very difficult, can't it? Because the atmosphere that we may have been in, or we might have experienced certain days, can be quite heavy, can't it?
Yeah, it can, yeah.
And the language can be quite Greek sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they tread into Hebrew language, I've heard.
Sometimes that language can be azure blue.
Oh. and you're loving Christ and you walk with him, and But the Bible is so beautiful. It says, go into all the world. Go into it, but don't be part of it. Yeah, so Christ knows that we've got to go into hard areas of workplace issues, of skirmishes. And then how do we deal with...
our brother Chris.
Look at our brother Chris, where he works.
What he does,
our brother Chris.
Goes into areas and plays music for people to dance to that is all about Christ.
Yeah.
And he goes into some areas.
Dark.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dark.
What a warrior.
But then we come back to that scripture, don't we? Romans 5, verse 8. While we were still sinners.
Mm.
So Christ is in that workplace because I was a sinner without Christ once in that workplace. I'm still a sinner, but I've got Christ because all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. We'll never be completely purified until we get to glory, until this earth suit changes. So as a believer, and I do honestly believe that God is calling a lot of people, masses of people, to be more holy and to be more Christ-like, not in the sense of wearing socks and sandals as the church would put you out to be, but to really walk with him. But to walk with him in a nation, poor man.
It's hard.
And do you think that we're feeling the strain of being a believer?
I do.
I know there's people that they're going to be going, yeah, I'm a Christian and everything's great and wonderful. Well, I think you have to question your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at the text that we pull up week after week and time after time, I know we've had a few weeks off of summer and one thing and another, but when you look at these words today, worthy.
Worthy.
No one is worthy.
No one is worthy.
The greatest preacher on planet Earth is not worthy.
He's not worthy. And that's why I find it difficult, some religions, the way they do it.
That's super clean and super pure, she's not worthy.
She's not worthy.
There is no one worthy.
No.
No one is great. And isn't it interesting that no one is greater than anybody else? The Bible puts it that we are all human beings.
Exactly.
And we are boys and girls.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We are all children.
Yeah.
Sons or daughters. That's it.
Yeah.
There is no hierarchy layer like
and
religion.
Also what I like as well is the way that God, the Bible often talks about nature and us in the same sentence.
Definitely.
So the idea that the hairs on your head are numbered and also we name the stars in the sky.
Yeah.
That talks about the birds and talks about us in the same sentence.
And what about where it says where we come from? And from the dust of the earth we were created.
Yeah.
Think of from the dust.
Yeah.
Hang on a moment.
How unworthy is that?
Yeah.
You're dust.
I'm dirt.
Dust to dust.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Genesis.
Yeah.
So when people might think, wonder why
the vicars from Genesis?
From Genesis.
Oh.
So when all the old vicars with the one tooth and all that do the funerals.
Dust to dust.
Dust to dust.
And ashes to ashes.
That is not a Church of England or Catholicism or a denominational hashtag strapline. That comes from Genesis. That comes out of that.
Well, if that didn't make you realise what you are.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yeah.
So that is in Genesis, and the text actually escaped my thinking at the minute.
Okay, Genesis, we've come from dust. We're going to go back to dust.
Mm.
Well, we're going to go to...
glory.
Great big H in the sky.
Yeah.
Not H from steps, but
wonder what sort of crib we're going to have.
Mine's going to have just like a really good like art creativity studio in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're made from dust. We're going to dust.
Mm.
Our bodies are going to dust. We've got this brief moment of time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the universe is ever expanding. The stars that he named are ever expanding. Yeah. He knows all the hairs in our head. And yet he died for us because we're sinners.
That's right.
That should make you feel more worthy and less of an imposter than anything else.
Amen.
Because that's God saying, you've got your place. You've got your place.
Yeah.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me.
Praise the Lord.
I like that song. and I think that's what I'm trying to get. What was put in me to say in this podcast was, you're worthy.
You are worthy.
You're worthy of giving yourself the effort to live a more worthy life. You're worthy of the love. You're worthy. You don't have to know the Bible inside and out.
No.
You don't have to be somebody that dresses the best.
Yeah.
You don't have to be somebody that listens to other people's judgment of you. No. You just have to believe.
Just believe.
Just believe and let Jesus love you.
That's correct. Now,
that's hard to let Jesus love you, but to let Jesus love you.
Yeah, because the more you let him love you and the more you let him in, it could have an opposite effect that we're talking about. You almost feel that you're distant from him because you feel we're not worthy.
Yeah.
We feel that we're unclean.
Yeah.
We feel because his holiness and his calling is so pure and so great.
And you're examining your own life under that microscope.
We are just flesh.
Under the light that is refracted from Jesus, from the purity of Jesus and the love of God, that's how we inspect our lives. Yeah. We're under that microscope. And that's hard.
Yeah.
That is a hard.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I actually can't live up to what this Bible says.
No.
I just can't do it.
But I feel like I can't live up to the sacrifice that Jesus made as well. That's the thing. I can't live up to the fact that he knew. He knew from the moment he was born.
Yeah.
Well, see, not from the moment he was born. He knew from the moment time was created. This was going to happen and he was going to do it for us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hang on a minute. Right. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it's just confirming what we were talking about before we just spoke about what we just spoke about. So going back 5 minutes, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, all go to the same place, all come from dust. And to the dust they will also return. And also in Genesis, it talks about how we was created. So we've come. So Leah was talking about nature. We have been created for him and by him.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have been created for him and by him, he knew that we were going to be mucky.
He made our innards.
The DNA.
Yeah.
The eyeballs that we look at things. He made our eyes. He made us. Give us ears.
He knew that we were going to be tempted.
Yeah. What did he say to the three stooges in... Oh, they weren't the stooges, three disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane? I'm going to go over and pray. Watch and pray you do not fall into temptations. Three times he told them.
Yeah.
He could have plucked any other word out. Watch and pray that you do not fall into temptation. He knew everything at the beginning.
Yeah.
It just blows my little pea out of my head.
And yet the thing that makes me feel like being worthy is attainable is that even he had his moment of doubt in that garden.
Yeah.
If Father, it's possible, take this.
If it is possible.
Yeah.
That's probably the one place we see Christ in his full humanity, in his vocabulary.
Yeah.
If it is possible.
So if he can have a moment of doubt, then I can have a moment of doubt, and now I'm trying to be like him.
It's impossible. This conversation is quite tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a human thing, and
it's a deep conversation that sprung from a word, worthy, that we use all day long.
All day long.
But it's quite a showstopper, as in it's really making you think.
Yeah.
And it really makes you think about holiness, purity, sanctification, justification, and Christology, studying Christ. When you study Christ, you realise how far I am away. But I'm not far away. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Oh,
if I feel far, it's only because I feel far. I'm not far because he's living in and he's part of us.
Yeah.
And he is.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
But then the Bible says that, listen to this one, then we are grafted in. We're grafted into sonship.
What ship?
Just as we come to land, I'm going to drop this one on her lap this morning. 5 minutes.
What, 5 minutes? Come on.
The Bible says that we are grafted in. So to be grafted in, you know, skin graft.
Yeah. Or a tree graft.
Or a tree, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Think about that for just a couple of minutes.
Assimilate, don't you?
So you flow together. You are.
What's
joined?
The sonship thing? About? I'm really confused.
Oh, it's too deep. We're going to have egg and chips.
We're going to have to do this.
We'll do
again.
This another day. But yeah. Let's just leave our little ears thinking about that. We are grafted in. We are brought. We are not worthy, but because he's
loved. We're not worthy.
We're not worthy. But he has grafted us. We are grafted in. He has brought us in. You know, he's brought us to a place.
I've got a nice bit of Ephesians to end with, but I just want to.
This is such a deep conversation.
You know, we were saying just
Ben
a
and Leia
ago.
Little chat. Normally, yeah,
we haven't even mentioned Maltesers
or cake.
I know.
Where's your lemon drizzle friend?
Oh, she got baptised yesterday.
Well, hope she didn't get my cake wet.
Nah.
God, congratulations, God Mrs. Go. Lemon Drizzle.
Yes.
We love
and her
Mrs.
whole family. They all got baptised. Two kids and her husband all baptised.
Do they look like cake?
No, they look like human beings.
No, I can just imagine a cake being baptised.
God,
why do we call her
yesterday?
Lemon Drizzle?
Because she made the most amazing lemon drizzle cake.
Fair enough.
But now I'm gluten-free forever.
Does she do that?
No, but yesterday when I went to leave church, I checked in the back and there's a piece, a cake, gluten-free,
oh, no.
Lacto-free, waiting for me.
Feather-free, animal-free.
It was awesome.
Oil-free.
I've got to say, I mean, I haven't eaten it all yet.
Taste-free.
No, it wasn't taste-free. Let me get
anyway,
serious.
What were we talking about?
I wanted to just say this thing of being worthy and the thing about Jesus having his little doubt moment in the garden. Wasn't little, it was big doubt moment in the garden. That lets me know that Jesus went to heaven. Jesus had a doubt, a moment of doubt, that the plan wasn't, you know. And he went to heaven, he ascended to heaven. Yeah. And that lets me know that if I have a moment of doubt, I can ascend to heaven.
Praise God.
Which lets me know that I am worthy. And there is not a bit of the Bible that is unintentional.
That's right.
What I believe. Everything that you read in that Bible is intended.
It's God. I tell you what. Oh Lord, this Jesus, Father in heaven. This is this is the deep conversation.
Yeah.
Even though we just thought we were going to sit and have a munch on our sausage and chips as we went through. Do you know what? I think God is really like driving.
Yeah.
And the more you want Him, the more you feel you're not worthy, but you are worthy because we're grafted in. Like the wild olive tree, when you look at Israel, and as the Bible talks about Israel, Israel's grafted in, and when you come all the way through, we're joint heirs. It's too much for me.
It's too much. Well, let me read you a bit of Ephesians.
Come on, bring us to land.
Ephesians 1:4. Give Leah more cake. No, it says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love. So he chose us before the world was created, and we will be holy and blameless before him.
So look,
in love.
He chose us before we were created.
Yeah.
Then we were created. Then we was living in sin. And while we was living in sin, Romans 5 verse 8, he chose through unconditional love to save us, to set us free while we were sinners.
Yeah.
So he created, brought us into being.
Yeah.
We lived far apart from him.
Yeah.
He knew that, but he still chose to draw us in while we were still sinning. Put your chips and egg on. We're going. We're out of here. This is too much.
I know. Look, we've got 2 minutes.
We've got 2 minutes. Well, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, horses and cats and dogs, wherever you are across the world today, it's been a long stretch because that word has really resonated in my heart. I've got to be honest, it has really not knocked me back, but it's made me really think deep.
Me too.
It really has made me think deep.
I've got 1,000 other bits of scripture to go through, but like, you know.
But when you talk about worthiness, you talk about holiness, you talk about salvation, sanctification, revelational knowledge that can only be revealed by him, judgment, wrath. But everyone's worthy of his wrath, but his love.
I thought you said rough.
Rough. No, wrath.
Wrath.
W-R-A-T-H.
Heaven. H in the sky.
My vocabulary is absolutely atrocious. We are off to the calf. We are going to have double egg and
chips.
Bacon.
I can have bacon.
Beans.
Gluten-free sausage. No beans for me. But I'll have some gluten-free fried bread, please. And double egg. And a bit of bubble.
Oh, no.
What?
Bubble and squeak.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about black pudding.
No. Bubble. Nice bit of bubble.
Bubble. On that bubble.
And a cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
No, black coffee would do me.
Okay,
we're off to the calf. We're going to go in the Jesus bus. We're going to have the windows down singing the Black Eyed Peas. And we're going to sing it out for the big man upstairs. I'm saved and washed in the blood of Jesus.
Absolutely.
We're children of the living God. And wherever you are across planet Earth, just remember, there is nothing that will stop his love from getting to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing, is there?
No, let him love you.
Just let him do it.
You're worthy of it.
Don't keep running.
Let him in.
Don't be a Jonah. We thank you wherever you are today. You've been listening to me, and my name is Leia.
Jane.
And Leia's name is Reverend
Ben
Cooper. We're all mixed up. This has really thrown us off the pedal today. Have a great Saturday, wherever you are, whatever your name is. Just remember, he loves you.
You're worthy.
You're worthy.
Yeah.
You are worthy of my praise.
Yeah.
You can catch us on Buzzsprout.
Spotify.
iHeartRadio.
Facebook.
Insta.
Gram.
And the calf. God bless.
Yeah, the calf. Our Price, HMV, Virgin Records.
Crime Watch.
The gramophone at your nan's.
Yeah.
Crime Watch.
And Crime Watch.
No, not Crime Watch.
Not yet.
No.
See you soon. Have a great day. God bless. We love you all. Thank you so much for being with us and staying with this little bit of a ramble. And that word was worthy. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Elim Church Swanley's latest podcast. You can find us on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Alexa, Mixcloud, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.